Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Russian forces have taken control of the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka this weekend after 4 months of fighting. Ukrainian officials say their troops struggled because of a lack of ammunition. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba is at the Munich Security Conference, where he urged Western allies to drastically increase the supply of ammunition and weapons before it's too late.
We need, all of us need, much, much more artillery ammunition. Drones became a real kind of part of the game. They will solve some problems, but they will not replace artillery ammunition.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says talks aimed at establishing a truce in the fighting in Gaza broke off because Hamas was making delusional demands. The talks in Cairo ended on Tuesday, and Israeli negotiators have not returned to the bargaining table. Negotiators had hoped to reach a ceasefire and secure the release of more than 100 Israeli hostages being held in Gaza. Wisconsin supporters of independent presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. had their first meet and greet on Saturday. Kennedy backers say they don't want a matchup this fall just between President Biden and the leading GOP contender, former President Donald Trump. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM in Milwaukee has more.
A recent Marquette University poll showed Joe Biden and Donald Trump tied among registered voters in Wisconsin at 49 percentage points. But when third-party candidates were included, Biden and Trump numbers were down, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was in third place with 16 points. At Saturday's meet and greet, former Biden supporter Sandy Olson said she likes Kennedy's intellect.
He's well-versed in history and political history.
Olson says Kennedy supporters will be collecting signatures to get him on the Wisconsin ballot this fall. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have already visited the state several times, and Trump may be here prior to Wisconsin's April 2nd primary. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
California officials say they're going to close a section of the famous Pacific Coast Highway at night indefinitely. As NPR's Nathan Rott reports, parts of the coastal road were damaged during recent storms.
A six-mile stretch of the PCH, as it's lovingly referred to in California, will be closed north of Malibu from 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. for the foreseeable future. Parts of the road collapsed from intense rains and waves earlier this month, and there are concerns that more damage could happen when another storm system hits Southern California in the coming days. Forecasters warn much of California could be hit with potentially dangerous precipitation again from Sunday to Tuesday. The National Weather Service warns more flooding and debris flows or rock slides could occur because the ground is still so saturated from the earlier storms. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. A hit song written and indelibly performed by Tracy Chapman is once again on the Billboard Top 100 for the first time in almost 40 years. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, Chapman's original version of Fast Car first came out in 1988.
You got a fast car. I wanted to get to anywhere.
The song's renewed popularity comes, of course, in the wake of the performance at the Grammys with Chapman and country singer Luke Combs. His cover of Fast Car last year brought in a new generation of fans.
I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk.
Since the Grammys on February 4th, radio play of Chapman's song has gone up nearly 70%, and it's been streamed at least 6 million times. Her song also hit number one on the Billboard chart tracking digital song sales. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has met with Guatemala's newly elected president. They discussed regional migration, security, and the economy of the Central American nation. The U.S. has been pressuring Guatemala and other Latin American nations to put up barriers to slow migration north to the Mexican border. Thousands of people are protesting in the capital of Senegal this weekend, demanding that national elections be held quickly. Protesters marched and biked through downtown Dakar, calling President Macky Sall a dictator. Others were calling for the liberation of opposition prisoners currently being held in jail. Earlier this month, Sall had attempted to postpone the presidential election there. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.